Anybody have something that you want to discuss today? Any ideas? I thought about St. Patrick's Day coming up on the weekend. Wondered if you had any thoughts about that. Or do you have any corrections on this games that we did? You know, I'm about four behind, so I decided I better get busy and get to work and write these down for us. Any thoughts on St. Patrick's Day, or should we write a poem about it today? We haven't written a poem for a while.
There aren't enough Irish around here.
There aren't enough Irish around here? Are you teasing?
Well, they told me I had a green lap robe. They asked me how I'd come. I had a green lap robe. I says, I'm preparing for St. Patrick's Day.
Good for you.
They said, oh, you always do have some remark of that kind.
You're ready early.
Well, I don't know. It isn't too long anymore.
Well, my birthday is right before St. Patrick's, so that's my nearest I can get. And I don't think that happens to it.
When's your birthday?
16th.
Oh, that is near.
We'll do it all together.
Mm-hmm. My birthday is coming in. I'm getting too old. I think you'll let me excuse me.
Oh, Anna, we love your stories.
I'm down with the flu, and I feel tough.
Oh, are you sick today?
Yes, that's what.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that.
St. Patrick's Day. I'm going out to celebrate my birthday on St. Patrick's Day.
You are going
to? I'm going out to the powerhouse, so anybody wants to come is welcome. We'll eat out there at the powerhouse.
Do you want to tell how old you're going to be?
Yes, 92.
Oh.
I beat Jeff.
Yeah, of course you did. Quite a bit.
June 8th, I'll be 101. So, you should excuse me anyhow.
Oh, Anna, you come if you can, because we love to hear your stories. It's such a nice part of the group. Do you remember anything about St. Patrick's Day at all? Celebration?
Oh, years ago, we used to have years ago, nicer celebration than they have today.
What did they do? Do you remember?
Go down the road and get a gang, go and have a dance, or have parties, play games. But I've been down now for near a week and I don't know.
Didn't they used to have a mulligan stew too?
Yes, mulligan stew.
What's mulligan stew? What's in it?
I don't know. She had to ask her.
What's in mulligan stew, Anna?
What did we have for mulligan stew?
I don't know. It was some kind of a beef.
We had a lot of Irishmans in our gang.
Did you have lamb? Lamb? Was it lamb in the stew?
No. They'd have pig, meat, and sauerkraut. Have a big stew, put some board up outside, and then put some paper cloth on the table and have a big dinner.
We had it for church celebrations, St. Patrick's Day at Mulligan's. It's a vegetable soup.
Yeah, that was good. Vegetable soup too.
Did they have any gathering in Sacred Heart Church dinner?
Yes, you did that. several times.
We had to do a lot of walking those days than they do today. Mm-hmm. We could be more together than they are now.
They always used to march down the street, didn't they, from the church, I don't know, where at the schoolhouse or where they went.
Yeah. And this oldest man we have here.
Andy Lynch
was the leader.
He's here now.
He's
going to do something this year, they said, too.
Andy Lynch. This big family, they more than, there was a, half of the crowd was the Lynches. Mm-hmm. It would all turn out.
We thought we couldn't miss it for me.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't so much style about
church
everything.
To them. They had their BFW Hall some years. They had a program in the afternoon. And that was fun to go to. And they sang and they had such good stories and so much singing. And then they had who was the prettiest girl. They always had a queen or whatever they called her.
Yeah, queen. Irish queen.
And then our neighbor out there in the country, Mom has the girl got to be queen a few times, 1 year. So I used to go up to it. It's kind of interesting. Because I'm not Irish, but I went anyhow.
We used to tell some pretty good stories. I had a brother-in-law who was Irish. Could spin some real ones.
What was the name?
What?
What was his name?
Whelan.
What was it?
Whelan.
How do you spell it?
W-H-E-L-A-N.
W-H-E-L-A-N?
Whelan, huh?
What was his first name?
His first name is, well, we always called him Bill. Bill. I suppose it was Willie. His children live in California, and if I don't get a St. Patrick's Day card one of these days, I'll be awfully disappointed.
Oh. And they used to have a Mr. and a Mrs. St. Patrick.
Oh.
I don't know who's going to be building me that this year.
I wonder.
The big day will be in January this year.
What did you say, Jesse?
The big day is in James. Yes.
Oh, it is?
And this year it's in Jamesville.
Hmm.
Although they have more in the secret, more Irish than.
Yes, they do.
They only have a couple of families that have their friends down there.
Jamesville. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the
Mrs.
Ireland's
family
or
down there.
Well, there's a lot of Irish from north of Jamesville.
Right,
Jamesville. Around there, around Lake Region.
Finley is going to be something I read in the paper that I forgot what I was going to do. She's going to be away at one. She was a teacher years ago.
Any of you march in the parade? I bet you did, Mary.
Oh, no.
Never did?
Uh-uh.
I never did. My son marched in the parade. My grandmother came from, one of my grandmothers came from Ireland.
My husband's grandmother was Irish.
Did you ever march in the, you marched in a parade, Anna?
A lot.
What, do you want marched in the parade?
No, I never marched in.
You never did?
I was no good for walking.
Oh, okay.
I was always in. on the end of the tail for walking and whistling. And they always say, and they heard whistle.
Can you still whistle?
I couldn't whistle. And all they could, John, my husband, could whistle between his fingers so loud that you could, the sheep would always come home when you whistled.
I can't whistle either, Anna. I don't know why, but it's something that you're either born to do or not, I guess.
I don't know. They can whistle every one of them, but I couldn't.
Whistling girl on the crone hen comes sad end to the
mountain. Whistle or run, that was no good. I was on the side. It was always on the tail end. Well, I gotta move. I gotta get back in bed.
Do you? Okay, I'll take you back.
I got this old flu on me and it might get worse.
Why don't you keep talking about St. Patrick's Day and I'll get Anna back, moved back. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to get Mary rearranged first here.
Yeah. This hangs on so long, I don't
know. I'm just about getting over mine.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Thank you for coming for even a little bit, Anna.
Well, I just
we'll try and see you next time. Well, I'm gonna move this chair as soon as we get out of here where there's a space.
Yeah.
Can you get back in there? I'll be right back. I'm going to get somebody to take care of Anna.
What's it going to do today? Rain or snow? Take your pick. I lose. St. Patrick's Day in the morning. St. Patrick's Day in the morning. Morning.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day in the morning.
Here I am again.
I suppose we'll have something on television.
It's nice to walk. This year through the land. The other years they used to walk. Didn't have to worry about the cold, but this year it's going to be too warm.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, if you can imagine that, and freeze. Maybe it'll be nice by the weekend.
Well, they promise all kinds of weather for tomorrow.
We don't need any
snow.
Yeah.
I don't know if they say thunder or lightning or not. I don't know.
We've had enough.
Well, that's just what we need, a good hard shower and thunder and lightning. That's just straightened out.
Why?
And the weather is straightened out.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's warmer than that.
It'll be nice to get rid of the snow, but oh, it'd be so icy. Well,
and there are ice packs too. It would be dangerous if too much goes at one time because there are places where the ice is piled up and the water can't get through.
Yeah. And Peter usually gets the worst of his that way. That's really tough. The river snow.
I wonder why they wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
They're wearing green. The four-leaf clover I talk about.
Oh, sure.
The four-leaf clover.
It is a plant.
Don't they call that a good luck plant, too?
Yes, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. If it's the four-leaf.
Yeah.
Now, what about the shamrock? Is that four leaves?
Yeah. To the shamrocks, and of course the four leaf.
That's a little white clover. And the veggie.
Yeah. White clover, that's in the field.
Pasture too.
Does that always have four leaves?
No.
It's pretty rare to find four leaf clover, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why it's so lucky.
I never could find any, but my mother'd walk along, she'd pick up more four-leaf clovers.
Oh, really? I think I might have found one in my life, maybe.
I haven't found one in my life.
Back when you were kids, you had time to sit and go through all the clover.
Yeah, that was quite the thing, you know, to find a four-leaf clover.
We wouldn't really hunt for it.
No,
walk along if you happen to see it. But
that's what they call the lucky card.
Yeah.
Not lucky for me. Just lucky. There was a little song about walking along and picking 40 girls of a home house. I wish I had remembered all the little poems that they used to have.
Oh, yes.
Never put one down in a book. I said, how nice would it be now?
One is for,
I wanted. And I started jotting something down the other day. I said, I told my kids not to make the mistake that I did. Jot down everything that you were interested in. Call a diary. I wish I had that.
Mm-hmm. One leaf is for faith.
Mm-hmm.
One leaf is for faith.
Yes,
one
so.
For hope. And one for love. When God put another one there for luck, if you be lucky, you will find it some. I don't think that's all of it.
Well, you put down what you have got, maybe somebody else can have it.
God put another one there for luck.
Love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One leaf's for faith, one for hope, one for luck, or love?
Love.
God put another one there for luck.
And if you look, you'll find it, so.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I didn't think about that a long time ago.
That's a nice little poem. I don't remember anything much about St. Patrick's when I was young.
They drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah.
And they said it wasn't true at all. He was a Scotsman.
Oh! I didn't know that.
So now you have your... Irishmen don't like me.
No, I don't scroll. I'll read what I've got so far. Maybe you can add to it, or it won't probably, you know, I'll make it so that it makes sense instead of my scratching here, but there aren't enough, and also there'll be some on the tape that I missed, so I'll listen to the tape. There aren't enough Irish around here. They asked me why I had a green lap robe. I'm ready for St. Patrick's Day, I said. My birthday is near St. Patrick's Day. We're going to celebrate at the Powell House. Anyone can come. I'll be 92. June 8th, I'll be 101. Years ago, they had Good celebrations. Get a gang and go down the road, have parties and dances and play games. They all usually had mulligans too. Pork, sauerkraut, big boards up outside with paper cloths on the table and have a big dinner. Mulligan stew was a vegetable soup. It was good. We used to have it at Sacred Heart Church. We did a lot more walking and could be more together. We used to walk down from Sacred Heart to the schoolhouse or the
was
VFW?
No,
we used to have a program in the afternoon at the
VFW. Andy Lynch would lead it. We thought we couldn't miss the parade. It was at the school of the VFW. We sang, they sang and had good stories and decided who was the prettiest girl was the queen. We had so much fun. We used to tell some pretty good stories. My brother-in-law could spin some good ones, Bill Whelan. They used to have a Mr. and Mrs. St. Patrick. Wonder who it will be this year. The big day is in Janesville this year. They had more Irish in Waseca. There's a lot of Irishmen north of Janesville around Lake Elysian. Mrs. Finley's going to be in it. St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. They say it wasn't true at all. He was a Scotsman. The wearing of the green, the four-leaf clover, the plant, the good luck plant, the shamrock is four leaves, too. It was quite a thing to find one. You couldn't really hunt for it. You just walk along and find one. That was the lucky part. One leaf is for faith, and one for hope, and one for love. But God put another one there for luck. If you look, you'll find it so. That's a good poem, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's more to it than that. I can't think of it today, but...
Well, that's just a nice... Four lines is nice.
Yes.
It'd be a good way to end our poem, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we think of some more, we'll put it in the middle.
This starts out, I know a place where the sun is like gold and the cherry blooms burst in the snow, and down underneath it, the loveliest place where the four-leaf clovers grow.
Oh, I should put that down too, shouldn't I? Okay, I know a place
where the sun is like gold. And the cherry blooms burst into snow.
And the cherry blooms burst
into snow. And down underneath is the loveliest place where the four-leaf clovers grow.
Long ago.
And then the part about one leaves for faith.
One is for faith and one
okay,
is
so I'll stick that first. I know a place where the sun is like gold and the cherry
leaves
blooms burst into snow.
And down underneath.
And down underneath is the loveliest place where the four-leaf clovers grow. One leaf is for faith, one for hope, and one for love, but God put another one there for luck. If you look, you'll find it. So
I think that's
isn't that nice?
Yes,
when did you learn that?
When I was very young.
Well, you certainly remembered it well.
Everything that's poetry and music, I remember.
Uh-huh. Wow, how wonderful.
Great.
Good memories. Do you have any other thoughts about green or songs?
You see, at the bottom of that, you must have faith at this time. So you must have faith and you must have hope. You must be loved.
So you must have faith and you must have hope.
Let's see.
Charity, isn't it?
Huh?
charity.
You talk charity?
No. I tell love and soul. If you look, you'll find a place in the 40 clothes you go. That after that.
So you must have faith and you must have hope.
And you must have love. And soul. You'll find a place you look good. Down underneath you will find a place. Down underneath you will find a place in a 40 clothing store.
Make it so, huh? Yes. You can have a drink, but make it so it's a drink.
Okay, so, and so, down underneath, you will find a place where the four-leaf clovers grow.
That's nice.
Okay. That's nice. Well, I'm sorry that it took me so long to get here today. I had...
I worry about it.
Okay, I won't worry about it anymore. I think I'm going to get these printed now while you're still here. And then then you can have them. I'll ask her if she can do that. Any other thoughts on St. Patrick's Day?